You've got 20 seconds to get hard. Time starts now. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Are you hard? If not, then turn this audio off. No more touching today, and you start again from part one tomorrow. Okay? See you then. But if you are hard, then well done. You're horny enough to listen to part two. Stroke that cock for me. Go on. Nice and hard. Nice and fast. Stroke it for me. This is our first edging session of the day. Fun, right? How was your shower earlier? Did that warm water running over your cock get you a bit worked up? Did the thought of me on my knees sucking you make it a little harder for you to get soft? Did you have to have a slightly longer shower than usual? But you didn't touch your hard cock, did you? You were a good boy for me, right? Good. How does it feel to finally get to stroke your cock like this? Have you been horny all morning, fantasizing about when you'll finally be able to stroke? Does it feel as good as you imagined? Have you ever wondered what it would be like if we were actually together? If I had a full day to tease you and edge you in person, what do you think I would do? Well, I have a few ideas. To start with, while you were asleep, I would subtly rub my ass up against your cock, pretending I'm still asleep. I'd grind into your cock gently, subtle enough that you thought I was maybe just shuffling in my sleep, but hard enough to make sure it woke you up and got you nice and hard. Once I was awake, I'd go for my shower, and I'd call you into the bathroom while I was in there to ask you for a favour or something, some excuse to make you look at my naked body covered in soap and water, my perfect tits glistening, my hands running all over my body. I'd make you watch me for a few minutes under some false pretense of asking you something or other. I'd be teasing you like crazy, but I wouldn't tell you yet. I'd want you worked up, horny and confused. When I got dressed for the day, I'd wear a nice, loose-fitting dress or top that glided over my tits, and I'd have no bra on underneath. If I bent over, you could peek down and see my bare tits. And when I was walking around, my nipples would be poking through the thin fabric. Teasing you like this would turn me on so much, my nipples would be hard and poking through most of the day. Then, when we were sat on the sofa watching TV or something, I'd slowly reach my hand down your pants and slowly play with your cock. Not stroking it, just sort of playing with it idly. If you asked me what I was doing, I'd just tell you my hands were cold and this was a good way of warming them up. I'd gently play with you until you were rock hard, and then take my hand out without saying anything and continue with our day. Finally, when the day was coming to an end, I would push you down onto the bed for us to finally have some fun. I'd strip you and stroke you and suck you and fuck you. I'd tease you and edge you, and after all this teasing, I'd finally let you come. And then the next day, we could just do it all again. Would you like that? I think you would. I think I'd enjoy it as well. Still stroking? Good. Because I didn't tell you to stop. Are you getting close to the edge already? because that's where I want you. I want you right on the edge for the rest of this session. And remember, you will not be coming for a long time yet. You've still got most of the day left, and you're going to spend the whole thing horny and frustrated. But let's get you just a little more worked up first. How about if I start sucking your cock? Does that turn you on even more? If you went on the edge, you must be now. You want to shoot your load deep into my throat, don't you? You love it when I suck your cock like this. I think you're just about worked up enough now. Hands off. That's right. I know you want to come, but you can't right now. Take your hands off. Good boy. I want you to listen to the next section in an hour or two. I want you to listen while you're doing something else, while you're doing the washing up or folding laundry or making a snack. Just make sure you're doing something else while listening. See you soon, my horny boy. Oh, but before I go, a little challenge for you. You've got 10 minutes to get soft. I want you to just lay on your bed and get soft. Easy, right? You might notice there's 10 minutes of audio left on here. Don't worry. It's just there to help you time it. It's all blank. Well, mostly all blank. Maybe there's a couple of tiny sections where I come and suck you and moan for you. But don't worry, mostly all blank. So it should be easy enough to get soft in 10 minutes, right? And just to give you some motivation, if you're still hard at the end of 10 minutes, well then you're done for the day. Come back tomorrow, start from the beginning of this series, and try again. Okay? Good. Time starts now. You're still hard. You better get soft soon. Didn't wear a bra today. I could just rub my nipples through the fabric of my shirt and they get hard. I just wanna tease them and pinch them. It's been 3 days since I've come, and I want to stroke my pussy through my panties and feel my lips swell. I hope you're not thinking about my pussy. How swollen it is right now. And how deliciously wet it is as I dip my middle finger in. You've got 15 seconds left. I hope you're soft. Ten minutes up. If you're soft, I'll see you in an hour or two. If you're still hard, well, then I'll see you tomorrow.